Greetings in Jesus' name on this 17th day of October, the year of our Lord, 2019. It's currently 52 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, and the storm, the bombogenesis, was kind of bombed out on us. We didn't have a whole lot of bad weather here in the Sanford, Maine area. There are wind gusts up to 60, 70 miles an hour along the coast and down to power lines and trees. But here in our area, it's just a bunch of leaves that's been blowed around, at least around my house. And we seem to fare pretty well with this storm. Others have not, but we're grateful to the Lord for the great day that He has blessed us with. We have a busy, busy day. We plan today working at the ministry, making visits, ministering to individuals, and believing God for a life-changing day. We're asking God to give us a wonderful day. Would you pray for us that we could be able to lead others to Christ, and we would be able to be an impact on others and might be able to see some people minister to today on this great mission field of Maine. And thank you for your prayers. The services last night were a tremendous blessing. We had a powerful time. One of our deacons preached last night, and it was encouraging to hear his message from the Bible. What goes around comes around. And it was an encouraging time, and we believe the Lord will continue to help us in our local assembly. The crowd was full. The Spirit of God was moving, and we praise His name for that. In your Bibles today, I would like to invite you to look with me in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 3 and verse number 1. Wherefore, when we could no longer forbear, we thought it good to be left at Athens alone. I want us to notice, first of all, that there is a maxing out in an individual's life. Wherefore, when we could no longer forbear, there was a max out time in Paul's life. There was a time when he was desirous of doing something for Christ, and Satan was hindering. The previous chapter teaches us that Satan was hindering and trying his best to stop Paul from doing what God had called him to do. Boy, that's an interesting thought when you study the Bible, that Satan can and does hinder us in our life. And the Bible said when we could no longer forbear, we were maxed out, we couldn't forbear any longer, we thought it good to be left at Athens alone. And so involved in this maxing out was a decision that had to be made. We thought it good to be left at Athens alone. We're just going to stay put, and we're going to just stay right here. We wanted to come to see you, he says. We desired to come and impart unto you the truths of the Word of God, but we were not allowed to because Satan hindered us. And so in this maxed out time, he was brought to a decision to stay at Athens alone. May the Lord teach us this truth. There are times in our life where we are endeavoring to do something for Christ, and it just is not happening. And God can even use that to redirect us to stay at a location or to be a part of a ministry and just say, you know what, I'm just going to stay put. I'm going to stay right here. I'm going to obey God right here where He has put me. Many a pastor today needs to be reminded of this great passage of Scripture. I marvel at the time frame of pastorates. I believe that a pastorate is something, it takes years to even get to know people in the local assembly. I mean, it does. It takes years. And especially if you're a bivocational pastor and you're working a job and you're preaching and you're doing your best to shepherd the people, it takes a long time to get to know those individuals. And they're here, and then one little problem comes, and they're off. When we could no longer forbear, we thought it good to be left at Athens alone. There's a great truth here, a great application that we could use. Instead of tucking tail and running, maybe we should just stay put. Paul said, I'm going to stay right here in Athens, but I do have a plan. And he sent Timotheus, our brother, a minister of God, and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and to comfort you concerning your faith. I've got good news for everyone listening today. Someone else can do what we do. Someone else can. It's not all resting upon us. Someone else can go. Timothy went for Paul. And the Lord can help us to delegate and to encourage others to do the work of God while we just stay put. May God teach us this grand and glorious truth today in our Bible time. You've been listening to the Wings of the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day. And we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.